Darren, could hardly have gone worse really today, could it?
To be honest, it's deeply frustrating. Because you look at the back of, obviously we're training on Thursday night and everything, and the boys are up for it and we're up for the challenge. And then we start the game today. You know, we try to do everything to avoid conceding early. But obviously in terms of a mindset that's been done all season, it seems to be difficult. Because you want to start the game well, take the game to them. You know, with a game plan which we wanted to work in terms of how we wanted to play against the opposition. But obviously ultimately focusing on ourselves. And as I say, when I thought, you know what, we could go, and not easily, but we were more than capable of going and get 3 points today. It's not to be.
Was there ever a way back? Cause, I mean, you conceded. You could hardly have conceded earlier. Yeah. And then the second goal, I suppose it was a deflection, it was a bit of a fluke, and you're suddenly 2-0 down.
Yeah. Again, you know, goals that you could very easily concede. The third one, do you know what? I can understand why or how you can see the third goal, because then you're just throwing, you know, the kitchen sink at it, and an attack that, and they counterattacked and they scored, and unfortunately at the minute, you know, when your luck's out, and that's some, you know, the way it's been this season. But you know, we have to dust ourselves off. You know, no time to be downbeat too much about it, because we've 270 minutes of football to play, and then we go and give it a good go.
You mentioned not getting luck, which you don't when you're at the wrong end of the table. Do you feel the referee could have been kinder with some of his decisions? There was a big shout for a penalty. The goal was disallowed towards the end.
Yeah, do you know what? Referees have a difficult enough decision. You know, they see what they see. I wouldn't like to think for 1 minute they've seen it and not given it deliberately, but it's one of those, it could have, should have, would have. You know what I mean? I'm not going to criticise referees because they've a difficult enough job. Yes, I do think there's some things that could have went our way, but at the end of the day, you know, no matter what, the game's lost and there's nothing can change that.
Do you think the goal was offside?
Which one?
At the end, right at the end.
No, I don't. No. It's one of those where, you know, they have a bit of pace up front. And you know, we have young lads that are learning as well, and it's one of those where if you have experienced players in there, they can guide lines very well, you know. So to be honest, I don't know. I'd need to sort of look at it again.
So as you say, there's 270 minutes of football left. Results have gone against the club today. I mean, have you got any sort of message to the fans for the last three games?
Yeah, to be honest, we have to keep going. You know, that's the thing about it. We have to keep going. With key players back next week, unfortunately, obviously, we had key personnel missing today. But we're 270 minutes of football to play for. We have to give it our absolute all. Really go for the next, you know, three games and really make a big push for it. You know, and I've no doubt, obviously, with key players back, that we can go and get something. And we have to believe that, you know.
And that counts for the fans as much as the players. And
absolutely, we're in this together, you know, and we have to go and give it a right go, you know. Unfortunately, today's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. We have to continue to fight and fight hard. Give everything we have. Break boundaries. Push barriers, in order to get, you know, 3 points next week.
Great.